The NBA season kicks off with three games on Tuesday night, so we're here with the Week 1 preview of the Fantasy Basketball Today podcast. Joe Polito,
hey,
how you doing?
Doing good.
I think you're doing better than I am.
Yeah, Chris is...
I'm having some trouble.
Chris is coming off a...
It's been a rough week. I apologize for not having a podcast last week, but I was out of town. I was on vacation. I got sick immediately after coming back from vacation. It was just... It's been a rough week.
Wow.
It's been...
Hoops is here to lift your spirits.
I can't believe the season starts in 2 days. It's Sunday, so that means the...
You know, they say basketball never ceases to happen.
Never, never. It's the sport that never sleeps.
Keeps on giving.
Yeah, the Knicks and Cavaliers play on Tuesday night at 7:30. They couldn't have picked a more interesting or entertaining game, right?
Yeah.
They probably could have picked.
Well, for fantasy, it's interesting. You get to first look Knicks. I mean,
the Cavs aren't interesting for fantasy at all.
No, but the Knicks are.
But the Knicks could be. Yeah. And so that's going to be the first game that we see on Tuesday night, 7:30, followed by Utah at Portland at 10, San Antonio at Golden State. We're going to run down all the things you need to know for week one. We're going to take a look at the schedule, look at which teams play how many times, which teams have the best schedules. We're going to look at the guys you need to pick up on the waiver wire. We're going to talk about some start-sit options. And we're going to catch you up on all the latest news from around the NBA. And we'll start with that. If you have any questions, any start-sit decisions you need to make, any trades, always hit us up at Twitter, at CTowerCBS for me, at JoePo89 for Joe. You can also email the show fantasybasketball@cbsi.com. I do apologize once again for my voice being a little hoarse, but maybe it'll make me sound a little more... No.
Yeah.
I thought it might make me sound a little more like broadcastery, but my voice just cracked.
Rough and gruff.
I don't think
maybe
it's going to work.
It'll be better.
So let's just move on to the big news. It's better than it was 3 days ago. I did not have a voice a couple days ago. So it's better than that. The biggest news around the league, and of course, preseason means injuries. We've already had a handful of very big ones. You know, Chris Middleton likely out for most of the season is the biggest one. Reggie Jackson likely to miss at least the first 4 weeks of the regular season. I've still been drafting him in those middle rounds, but I always make sure, you know, I'm doing one draft. I grabbed Reggie Jackson around the 8th round. I grabbed Ish Smith in the 11th or 12th. I think that's the way to go because Ish Smith is going to play a lot. Reggie Jackson, platelet-rich plasma injection in his right thumb and his knee. That happened on October 10th. He's out 6 to 8 weeks from there, so likely around the first 4 weeks of the season. That's it's definitely a big blow for the Pistons. No team played their starting five more than the Pistons last year.
Yeah, he's an extremely high usage dude, and you know when he's back, he's going to be one of the better point guards in fantasy. So I don't think you can ignore him if you guys are still drafting, but. But yeah, you're going to need something. If you drafted him before the injury news, somehow you're going to need something to help you out there.
Yeah, Nerland Noel also had a knee surgery. It sounds like a minor procedure, but he's expected to miss around 3 to 5 weeks. That happened late last week. So I guess the front court glut in Philadelphia is clear for at least a little bit.
Yeah, maybe this is the time when Embiid comes out, has some like ridiculous games, and then you get amazing trade value for him right before.
That might
right
be
Noel
the well. I think you still have you can still view any of those guys as trade candidates except for Embiid, but Jahlil Okafor, Nerlens Noel, they're going to be trade candidates for the 76ers if they try to figure out their front court rotation moving forward. But he won't be there for the start of the season. Jahlil Okafor, it's not clear if he's going to be available for the season opener. I think he played 8 minutes in his preseason debut on Friday against the Heat. That's all he's played this preseason, so there could be a big opportunity for Joel Embiid there.
Yeah. I would trade him. If you have him fantasy, you probably overdrafted him just because he's exciting. He looks awesome. He looks like tons of fun. But
yeah.
The thing is he's gonna run into minutes restriction at some point.
Well, yeah, I think the plan is to get him to 20-25 minutes at the start of the season. I would expect him to sit out most back-to-backs, at least to begin with.
Guys, Chris is dying right now.
This is a real problem.
Chris is falling apart, but he's fighting through it.
I'm fighting through it. I'm so sorry. I apologize. Jahlil Okafor could be active for the opener. What I would guess is Joel Embiid's going to be the starter, plays 24 minutes per game. maybe Okafor gets the rest, and then you probably won't see them play together. So yeah, Okafor will.
They don't make a ton of sense at the same time.
Although Embiid has been pulling up from three,
he has, and I told him take the ball down the court against the Heat. That was very exciting.
So Okafor probably going to be the backup. He'll get to go against second units. I think he could have like an Enes Kanter like impact. Yeah. You know, maybe 13, 10, something. There. Probably not that many rebounds. He's not a great rebounder.
He'll get buckets.
But you know that probably means we're going to see a lot of Darius Saric at the four, a lot of Robert Covington at the four, Jeremy Grant. So 76ers could be very interesting for fantasy. Gordon Hayward has a fractured finger, I believe, on his right hand. He's out through mid-October, it sounds like, or mid-November. So you'll have him out for the first few weeks of the season. I have one league that I've drafted. I'm doing a draft with some people around the industry, and I took Reggie Jackson. I took Gordon Hayward.
Your team is going to be so legit in December.
Yeah, I kind of like that strategy, actually, of just like drafting the guys that you know are hurt right now because they're going to be discounted. You know, Gordon Hayward's a third-round pick.
Yeah.
And I think I got him in the sixth in that league.
And it sounds weird, but maybe if you pair them with guys like Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, who are going to drop, and then like when they get hurt, your fresh guys will be coming back.
Bring them in. Bring in the reserves.
Because you know those guys are risky, but at least they're ready to go now.
So he's out through mid-November. That gives a little boost to Joe Johnson in the early going, gives a boost to Rodney Hood. Maybe even Dante Exum. He's looked okay in the preseason. So a lot of options in Utah there. Marvin Williams has a fractured finger in his non-shooting hand. They have not ruled him out for the season opener. Derek Favors has not seen the court in 3 weeks. And they haven't ruled him out for the opener. But he's got, I believe, an IT band injury, which is like the...
It's like your inner leg?
Yeah, I think it's the outside. I don't know. But it's not clear if he's going to be ready, so you might be able to stream Trey Lyles this week as well. Manuel Mudiay missed the first few weeks of the preseason, or the final few weeks of the preseason, with an ankle injury, same ankle that caused him to miss all that time last season. But he did practice in full today, Sunday, and has been cleared to play. Tim Frazier is the starting point guard for your New Orleans Pelicans. With Drew Holiday, Tyreke Evans out. Tyreke Evans out probably until December. Drew Holiday, there's no timetable for his return. His wife did just have surgery yesterday, or this weekend. So, you know, hopefully she gets well and he can get back on the floor.
But Tim Frazier's going to be productive in the meantime.
He is going to put up some numbers. He's going to have some Ish Smith moments.
Yes.
And Chandler Parsons hasn't been cleared for games. Not sure if he will play in the opener as well. So there's a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Around the NBA. We've got more coming up later, but those were the big ones. A lot of injuries around the league, and that means there's opportunities for guys to see some playing time. One guy we didn't mention, we'll go through the best targets on the waiver wire here. One guy we didn't mention, Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
Likely out the first 3 to 5 weeks of the season after undergoing knee surgery this weekend. I'm big on Eric Gordon. I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah, Chris has been drafting him in pretty much every draft that I've been in it with him. And
yeah.
He's the kind of guy that can handle, can pass. He's kind of, you know, he could do like a C-plus James Harden.
Well, the big thing is he's going to start at point guard for them, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be him. You know, James Harden's going to handle the ball, but
right.
Eric Gordon's going to be starting. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the league over the last couple of seasons. And the thing that you look at, he still missed a lot of time last year. I believe last year he had a broken hand that hurt him from January through the end of the season. And he broke his hand. Came back, re-broke his hand.
Yeah.
Can't get healthy. But the year before that, it was the shoulder. Now, when we think of Eric Gordon, it's the knee. That's what everyone worries about. He hasn't had a knee injury since, I think, April of 2014. So he's made it through two full seasons now without the knee issue. Now, he's had lots of other injuries, but I don't know if the knee's not an issue anymore. I think he might finally be able to stay healthy. I think this is a great fit for him, playing off James Harden in the system that's going to get him a ton of three-pointers. Only 80% owned in CBSSports.com leagues. I really like Eric Gordon this year.
Yeah, I think there's no reason, especially to start the year. You got to see, what that Houston offense is looking like. I mean, you know, it could wear down a little bit because they play pretty fast, a lot of possessions. On Eric Gordon there, but I mean, he's very skilled.
Yeah. Ish Smith also 76% owned, going to be the starting point guard in Detroit. That's a team that runs a ton of pick and rolls. you know, Ish Smith, not a shooter, does not have the ability to shoot. One of the worst, one of the least efficient scorers in NBA history. But what he is good at is running that pick and roll, getting into the lane.
Floaters
yeah.
all day.
So he's got a really good opportunity. I think he's going to be a starting caliber point guard for the first at least few weeks of the season, as long as Reggie Jackson's out. Joe, who on this list? I'll run down the rest of this list. Who is your favorite player to pick up? We've got Ish Smith, Eric Gordon, Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Nikola Mirotic. Let's start with those five. Who would you want to pick up out of that five?
Definitely Covington, because I think you're okay. looking at, you know, bigger players being injured in Philly. He's a guy yeah. who, you know, he's not a four, but he can slide down and play yep. play down low, quote unquote, when they need him. And he's just kind of a useful guy. His shooting has been pretty bad lately.
Yeah.
Which, you know, but he's capable of hitting threes, and he can do a lot of different things. So, I mean, I think he's got the most upside by far.
I think he's someone that gets a little undervalued in fantasy because he gets a lot of steals, hits a lot of threes.
Right.
You know, kind of fills up the box score. But also, he was probably underdrafted because he was probably going to lose his job to Ben yeah. Simmons this season. Ben Simmons out until at least January is the most optimistic report that we've seen. And who knows how realistic that actually is. So Robert Covington, very good fantasy player. I also, Dario Saric is going to get a ton of minutes at the power forward. They like his playmaking ability. They like his shooting ability. He's going to get minutes. And Nikola Mirotic as well.
He does what he does.
He's kind of post-type sleeper at this point.
Yeah. Chicago's, you're going to have to see how they shake out their front court because they could yeah. play small. Mirotic could get a lot of minutes, you know.
Yeah, it's not clear who's going to start a power forward for them yet.
And going back to the Sixers, it's like they have a lot of specialists, it seems like. Saric, passing specialist, more or less.
Yeah.
You know, even point guards are passing specialists. Mm-hmm. They got, like, some kind of one-trick ponies in the front yeah. court. They got Jeremy Grant, who can do, like, defensive
Athletic things. Yeah.
But Covington is kind of their one, like, okay, give him the ball, he can get a bucket by himself, yeah. like that kind of thing. So I think they're going to lean on him a little bit.
Yeah, I think he could have a very good season. We'll go with the next group, which is a little lower owned. These guys are all 50% or below. Terrence Jones in New Orleans. Don't know if we talked about him much in the offseason. 49% owned. Matthew Dellavedova's 44%. Then you go down. Another 76er. TJ McConnell. Mills Plumlee. That should be Miles Plumlee. I wrote Mills Plumlee.
I like it.
Miles Plumlee.
There could be a Mills 13%. Plumlee. I mean, there's so many Plumlees out there.
There's like 1,800 Plumlees.
It would just be lazy if they named one of them Mills.
And Etuan Moore, 11%. He's going to start at shooting guard for the New Orleans Pelicans.
In this group, big fan of Terrence Jones. I think it's like kind of hearkening back to when he was like this trendy waiver wire pick and insanely productive out of nowhere. But
yes.
I feel like he can kind of, he seems like in theory a good fit next to Anthony Davis if they're going to, you know, play him at center. I think they're going to go like matchup based.
He's been a top 50 fantasy guy before,
right?
In rotisserie scoring at least.
And I think Ajinsa, is he going to start for them? Like,
yeah, the Pelicans are. From all accounts, they seem to view Anthony Davis as a four, and that's where they want him to play. I think it's like a. They don't want him taking the beating of playing against the other fives down low, guarding them. Try to keep him healthy. So I don't know if Terrence Jones is going to get a starting opportunity next to him, but on the other hand, Anthony Davis also gets hurt a lot. So Terrence Jones might have an opportunity to start, you know, without Anthony Davis
there. I still feel like, though, you know, if they're going to – they got to accept that the league has changed. Anthony Davis is a center. And, you know,
I think
so. You try and get the most skilled guys out on the court to complement him. I feel like him playing center could even make him less injury prone. Like, it's not like a – bang it down in the post kind of league anymore, and he won't have to like run around as much.
Yep.
You know,
he's not gonna have to chase like Ryan Anderson around screens or anything.
He's a very weird player because he like seems to do like more than he should.
Yeah,
and maybe they could limit some of his movement and the risk taking if he played the five. So yeah, Terrence Jones, interesting player, can maybe get you a three, good shot blocker.
Maybe not someone you can start right away, but could develop into a starter. He's one of my favorite sleepers coming in. So again. Guys you want to target on the waiver wire going into week one, Eric Gordon, Ish Smith, Robert Covington, Dario Saric, Nikola Mirotic, Terrence Jones, Matthew Dellavedova, TJ McConnell, Miles Plumlee, and Etuan Moore. Etuan Moore, your starting shooting guard in New Orleans. Let's finish off the rest of the news and notes coming into the first week of the season. Jan Mahimny, out the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. That kind of clears up the Washington center situation, at least for the first month. You know, they've really acknowledged that you can't play Mahimni and Marcin Gortat together, which made me concerned.
Which we pretty much knew.
Yeah, and like, it made me concerned that Marcin Gortat was going to, you know, was going to have his minutes slip. He was someone who was 30, 32 minutes per game. I thought he might go down to 24, 26, made him a bust candidate. At least for the first month, he should be productive. Could actually be a sell-high candidate by the end of November.
Yeah, and he's sneaky good. I mean, center, he hits his free throws, he can get you blocks.
Really solid.
So it's hard to come by.
Danny Green out the first 3 weeks with a quad injury. Kyle Anderson expected to step into the starting lineup, and we will talk about the Spurs in a minute when we look at the schedule for week one. Harrison Barnes shot 26.7% from the field, including 16.7% on three-pointers. Harrison Barnes' run as a go-to player has not worked out well so far.
No, and you know another thing that we probably could have foreseen coming, but he wasn't that exciting fantasy to begin with because all he does is score, and it's not really with a ton of three-pointers or efficiency. So it's going to take a lot for you to, you know, I mean, like he plays so much that you kind of have to start him if you have him, but I don't know. You might look at other options in category leagues where the volume isn't really there for him.
So yeah, Harrison Barnes not playing well in the preseason. Marcus Smart suffered an ankle injury in recent days. Questionable for the start of the season. Kelly Olynyk took part in contact practice for the first time since May as he recovers from a shoulder injury. Jared Sullinger is doubtful to play in the season opener on Wednesday with a foot injury. That might mean that Patrick Patterson gets to start because they've been starting Jared Sullinger next to Jonas Valanciunas. They like Patrick Patterson off the bench. Jared Bayless, someone we mentioned TJ McConnell. We've talked about Sergio Rodriguez on this podcast in the offseason. They've got an opportunity here because Jared Bayless is not going to be ready for the start of the season dealing with a wrist injury. There's actually talk of surgery. He's hoping to avoid surgery on it, but
that doesn't sound good.
That's it definitely might be a situation where he doesn't play for a while. That actually could help Gerald Henderson as well. He could get more ball handling opportunities. CJ Miles will not need surgery on his knee, but he is out indefinitely. CJ Miles not starting for the Pacers at this point after the acquisition of Thaddeus Young in the offseason, but Glenn Robinson III could have an opportunity to step in as a scorer off the bench. And Cody Zeller is likely to be limited by a knee injury in the start of the regular season. I believe Frank Kaminsky is also expected to be limited or out at the start of the season with a foot injury. Could see some more Hibbert minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's averaging 2.6 blocks per game in the preseason.
And he's another guy that kind of makes his free throws, so I mean.
Yeah, Roy Hibbert could have some sleeper appeal if you need to stream a center, you know. Maybe you drafted Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel a while ago before we knew they were going to be limited to start the season. Might be someone worth
roll out old Roy, see how he does.
You know, you're not going to be happy about it, but maybe he can get
it
you.
It won't be the prettiest 10 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks, but
maybe he, yeah,
it's
maybe
possible.
If he gets you those 2 blocks, that's valuable.
Exactly.
All right, let's look at the schedule for week one of the fantasy season. Starts on Tuesday, so 1 week, 1 day shorter than normal, which means we don't have any teams playing 5 games. We only have one team playing 4 games, and that is the San Antonio Spurs. They have Golden State Warriors on Tuesday, followed by the Kings on Thursday. They've got a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday, New Orleans and Miami. I would say there's 2 teams there that you definitely think are going to be bad at defense in Sacramento and New Orleans. I don't know what you think the Heat are going to be like on defense. I can't figure it out. It's probably fair to say they're going to play fairly slow. Because that's Eric Spoelstra's kind of that's in their DNA. You know, the Pat Riley that goes down from Pat Riley. That's been the case. I mean, you know, maybe with Dragic kind of running the show, they'll pick up the pace a little bit, but
it's going to be overall. It's going to be slow because you know maybe it looks faster because they run out on turnovers and misses. But you know the half court offense is going to be methodical.
Either way, that's not a defense you're worried about. Golden State should be a very good defense, but I don't think you're necessarily you don't stay away from them for fantasy.
No,
because they play so fast. You know they're going to be involved in a lot of shootouts. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Pau Gasol are must starts. I think there are other guys on this team though. That you can consider. Like I said, Kyle Anderson is going to start for Danny Green. He's a really interesting player. Has the ability to fill up the box score. Good passer. Can put up defensive numbers. I think he's someone who is absolutely worth picking up and streaming this week.
He's got a young Boris Diaw-esque game.
Yeah, like a skinny Boris Diaw.
And they lost Boris, so he's just sliding right into that role.
I think you could also look at Patty Mills in your category-based leagues as a three-point guy. He, you know, let's say you've got...
He will shoot it no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at some of the teams that are playing two games a week. Maybe you were planning on playing Bradley Beal. I think I'd rather play Patty Mills
absolutely
in four games than Bradley Beal in two.
I mean, Patty Mills is a point guard that doesn't really get assists, but, you know, in the Spurs system, anything is possible, and he's been playing great, you know, for all kinds of teams this year. So
you can also manage Ginobili, I think, is a starting caliber player. Tony Parker is a borderline most weeks, but I think he's someone who should be in your starting lineup this week. There are 20 teams that play three times a week, so it doesn't really make sense to look at the specifics there. We'll just look at the teams that have the best schedule, and I think the one we can start off with, Oklahoma City. This is a team that we expect to play at an extremely high pace this season.
Oh, yeah.
It's Russell Westbrook's show. He's going to grab every rebound, tear ass down the floor, try to dunk it. And he gets to go against Philadelphia.
Yeah, these are three of the worst
Phoenix,
teams in the league.
And LA. That's, three of the worst defenses in
Lakers,
the
Lakers, to be specific.
Yeah.
That LA.
So Russell Westbrook, don't need me to tell
he's
you.
He's a start this week. We're gonna
don't need
him.
Me to tell you Russell Westbrook is an obvious must start. Victor Oladipo as well. This is the problem with this team, though, is who beyond them?
Yeah. I mean, I think you wait and see what happens in the wing position, forward, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, I can't imagine I'm ever going to be starting Andre Roberson even against
and he's gonna he's probably going to get a lot of minutes because he's a good defender, but it's going to be like a Thabo Sefolosha situation where he actually doesn't record any stats. Steven Adams, I mean, was pretty trendy, I would say, in fantasy or just in basketball circles.
He definitely is, but the problem with him is you look at even the postseason last year where he did play really well. His numbers were fine. You know, his per-game numbers were up a little bit, but only because he was playing more minutes. I just don't know how much upside Steven Adams has for fantasy. It depends on, I guess, how much of his numbers so far have just been impacted by his role.
Yeah, at times it does look like he's not trying to get in the way of things, and that could change this year. But, I mean, per 36, you're looking at 11 points, 9.5 boards, 1.5 blocks. I mean, that's not strong stuff. And
I think he's
not good at any one thing.
You can look at him as like a low-end starting center this week, even with the good matchups. I actually think I might like Enes Kanter a little bit more because you're not going to get anything but points and rebounds.
He's going to come in and dominate these young backups.
These backups, he's going to play really well this week. I think he's someone you can definitely start in your, at least in your head-to-head points leagues, as like a top 15 or 20 center. Mm-hmm. Boston also has a pretty nice schedule. They've got Brooklyn, Chicago, and Charlotte. That's another one that
who's going to play? Who's going to start? Who's going to...
I think you're definitely starting Al Horford. You're definitely starting Jay Crowder, Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley. Beyond that, I'm not sure there's anyone, even with a good matchup, that I particularly like in Boston right now.
Jay Crowder, you'd probably draft him hoping for some upside, but I mean, if you have a better option, maybe you sit him out and see what he does.
I will say Dallas is another one that has a very good... You know, they've got Indiana, who was pretty good defensively last year, but they want to push the pace a little more. They were 10th in pace last season, and they want to play even faster this year. And then Dallas has Houston twice, the team that wants to push the pace more than anybody in the NBA. So you've got Dirk Nowitzki, obvious must start. You're starting Deron Williams. You're starting Wesley Matthews. Even with the rough preseason, I think you're starting Harrison Barnes. I think Andrew Bogut's worth starting this week. You're probably going to get some assists. You're going to get some blocks from him. The percentages, you know, he'll probably at least shoot from the field well. I think Andrew Bogut in a category-based league is a worthy starter this week. Anybody else on this team?
Not that I can think of. It's another one, you know, start your studs week one, wait and see with the waiting in the wings players.
It is kind of in
week. I mean, I'm not calling Deron Williams a stud, but he's a name, and you drafted him.
He's a starting caliber player. Let's move on to the teams that have the worst schedules. There are 9 teams that only play twice this week, and the worst of the bunch is the Toronto Raptors. They get Detroit and Cleveland to open up the season. Detroit pretty good defensively. They play pretty slow. I think you're only starting Kyle Lowry, Jonas Valanciunas, and DeMar DeRozan here.
Yeah.
Everyone else, Damari Carroll, Jared Sullinger, Terrence Ross, guys that might be fringy starting caliber players, not starting them this week.
Nope.
What about in Chicago? They've got a tough matchup, a tough schedule as well. Boston and Indiana, they've only got two games as well. You're starting Rondo.
Yep.
For the assists. You're starting Jimmy Butler. You're starting Dwayne Wade. Anyone else in this team otherwise?
Nope. No, not Brooke Lopez. None of volume.
Robin Lopez.
That's the one. If they had Brooke.
Yeah, Robin Lopez is one of those guys that he doesn't get enough volume that, like, when they only play
his,
two
his
games.
His averages are kind of his most valuable thing, which he doesn't get enough of anyways.
And another team with a tough schedule, although, again, might be a start your studs, don't worry about anything else, the Clippers. They've got at Portland, which is a good matchup, and then against Utah. That's one of their two games is against Utah. That's rough.
It's always tough, though. You're looking at the Spurs with four. You got, like, Tony Parker.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at, like, Kyle Lowry with two, and you're like, oh, I'm kind of tempted. But, you know, you in the end, always start your first-round guys, even if they got a bad matchup, because they can go off.
Yahoo Sports just reported that Jared Sullinger will miss extended time after undergoing...
Okay.
He's expected to have foot surgery on Monday and will miss extended time. So, no Jared Sullinger for a while. Patrick Patterson, worth a look. Jakob Poeltl, I believe is how you pronounce his name.
Ooh.
The rookie center from Utah could get some playing time. He's actually someone that they could play next to Jonas Valanciunas as well if they want to.
This is good news for Jonas's stock because it'll be a little more room down there to operate.
I definitely think so. Jonas
Patterson is very much a stand-in-the-corner type of guy.
Yeah, we'll see if they decide to start Patterson. They could even go with Norman Powell at the three and slide Damari Carroll up to the four because they do like Patrick Patterson off the bench.
True.
But either way, it's going to be a shooter.
More space.
At the four. And, you know, the Knicks... They've got two games, Oklahoma City versus Atlanta. Atlanta was the second best defense in the NBA after the All-Star break last year. I don't know if I expect them to be better or worse on defense. Dwight Howard was not good on defense last season, but I think part of that is he hated Houston and everybody there.
Well, you're definitely starting Melo and KP, and that's...
Yeah, you're definitely starting Melo and Kristaps as like top 50 guys this week. Beyond that...
Hopefully you didn't draft Derrick Rose to be, you know, your starter.
He was going late enough that if you have to sit Derrick Rose, if you've got someone like Ish Smith, even if you pick up, you know, Tim Frazier with the Pelicans playing three times this week, I'd rather play, you know, Tim Frazier
definitely
than Derrick Rose this week. And Joakim Noah, kind of the same.
Kind of the Robin Lopez type of
Yeah, I mean, problem. His assists could be very helpful at center if he, you know, he's able. He's already been dealing with injuries in the preseason.
Still, though, we're talking about
only two games, at most four a game.
And,
Only two games this week. I think you're probably sitting Joakim Noah as well. That's going to do it for the first Sunday preview podcast. We're going to do this every Sunday. We're going to.
It's going to be the bare bones, straight facts.
Just straight.
Just Chris hacking up a lung in the corner while I.
I will get a lozenge.
Juggle some time.
I will get a lozenge next time. Try to edit out all of my coughing fits. Hopefully you won't even hear them.
The ball tips off on Tuesday, and you're going to be rejuvenated, ready to go.
We'll see.
You're only going to be writing about two sports then.
Feeling pretty run down right now. Thanks so much for listening. If you have any questions, like I said, our Twitter account, CTowersCBS, is me, at JoePo89 for Joe. Fantasy basketball at CBSi.com. If you like the show, go ahead and subscribe, leave a review on iTunes. It makes us look good. It makes us feel good.
That's all we have.
We'll see you in a couple days. Let's get ready for basketball.
Ooh.
Bye.